Welcome to We Sing Our Faith, sharing the music and ministry of today's Catholic recording artists. I am your host, Julie Carrick, and it is my privilege to share my fellow artists with you.
Thank you indeed for joining me this week on We Sing Our Faith. I want to begin today with just a heartfelt prayer for everyone who has been suffering through these horrific storms, floods, and everything in Texas and New Mexico. And I just want you to know that you are not alone in your grief. We are holding you in prayer, holding you in our thoughts and hearts. And this past week, having the opportunity to go to reconciliation, actually, over some things that my husband and I are kind of walking through together, with things in our life, some difficult decisions and things that are being made, really things that we don't have a say in, for a little person that we've been caring for. And it can be frustrating when you open your home and your heart, and then you worry about little people. So we're praying earnestly and realizing that storms come in those physical sense of rain and tornado and hurricane and fire, wildfires. You know, there are so many storms that come into our life physically, but then there are those that are the emotional storms, those things that we go through and we don't understand why we have to suffer them. And so, having gone to reconciliation, I was reminded by the priest who heard my confession that it is okay to be angry if our anger is righteous anger, but it is not okay for that anger to overcome, and to realize that even though we have hardships that we are going to go through, we can look to our Blessed Mother, ask her to be that beautiful example of suffering and then finding the purpose in that suffering. As she suffered when she watched her son suffer, she gets it. She understands huge loss and loss that doesn't seem to have a purpose in the moment, but only to be able to put ourselves into the knowledge of God's love regardless of what we are going through. So I want to begin with the prayer that I wrote this week. Prayer in the midst of dark storm. Heavenly Father, in the face of floods that swallow homes, of storms that shake our world, of families torn apart and children crying out in pain, we come before you with hearts that are aching and eyes that cannot see the way ahead. When addiction grips our loved ones, when despair seems stronger than hope, and when healing feels far away, teach us to cling not to what we see, but to who you are. You are the God who walks on the waters, who speaks peace into chaos, who does not abandon us in our hour of need. Remind us that your promises are not shaken by the winds, and that your love is never drowned by rising waters. Wrap your arms around the hurting, Lord, the children who are frightened, the parents who are weary, the souls who feel forgotten. Let your mercy break through the darkness like morning light. Help us to trust you when we cannot understand, to believe in your goodness even as the storm rages, and to hold fast to the cross where perfect love was poured out. Jesus, you suffered and overcame. Let that be our strength. And when our hearts are overwhelmed with grief, let us turn to our Blessed Mother, who stood at the foot of the cross and watched her son suffer and die. She knows the depths of sorrow and still trusted your plan. O Mary, Mother of Sorrows, intercede for us. Show us how to endure with faith, how to weep with hope, and how to believe that love is stronger than death. Holy Spirit, be our advocate in these trials. Lift our eyes to the hope that does not disappoint. And until every tear is wiped away, keep our hearts steadfast in faith, rooted in your eternal love. May Our Lady and the Lord hold you close in every storm. Amen. And now our very first song, Kitty Cleveland, Eye of the Storm.
It was August of 2005 that she blew in and shattered our lives. No please or thank you or I am sorry just came in and swept us away. Still haunt me from rooftops and attics and trees. In the eye of the storm, where it's safe and warm, I will fly to you. I'll find you.
Thank you, Kitty. What a great example she is to have lived through that hurricane all those years ago, to see the ravaging of what happened in people's homes and lives. and to realize that it is God and God alone where we are going to find peace in the midst of a storm. That in the eye of the storm, in the middle of it, we need to go to that sense of knowledge that God is with us no matter what we are going through. Those physical storms of nature or those emotional storms of life that we have no control over. But knowing that it is God's grace and God's grace alone that takes us through. And that is going to take us to our next song from Chris Mulia. There by the grace of God go I.
To the sinner and ashamed, to the addict and afraid, to the outcast, the lost and confused. Maybe you're in the gutter, maybe you're in the pew, maybe you're locked up, maybe you wear a suit. Who am I to judge the things you do? I am not better than you. There by the grace of God go I. There by the grace of God go I. I don't know how, I don't know. Restless hearts cannot find your peace. I might not know you, or maybe I do. I am not better than you.
It's such a powerful realization. It is only by God's grace. You know, we find ourselves in so many different avenues of life, so many different paths that each and every one of us are walking. And those storms that come up, you know, those storms that that we have no control over. Like I said, whether those storms of nature or those storms of trials in our life, those things that we literally have no control over that happen around us, that we have one of two choices. We either turn to God or we turn away from Him in despair. And the ultimate reality for each and every one of us is that someday each and every one of us will close our eyes in death and go home to our Lord. We have to understand that where we live on this earth is temporary. It's not our permanent home. Our home is ultimately to be with the Lord for eternity in heaven. And we pass through this world and we are allowed the joys and the sorrows, the trials and the triumphs, the illnesses and the healings, the joys and those times that we feel we're never going to find joy again because of some of the deep hurts that we go through. But to realize that ultimately we are on that path to go to our eternal home someday. And that is going to take us to one more song today by Chris Mulia. Listen to the lyric of this song as he sings. It is so powerful, especially going through some of the things that we've just gone through and quite frankly, will continue to go through. From Chris Mulia, Not My Home.
Belong to this world. All it can supply is a temporary high. My heart does not belong to this world. If it did, I wouldn't lie awake. If it did, I wouldn't lie awake. I wouldn't spend my nights contemplating life. This'll never be my home. Only one can fill that void inside me. Only one can fill that void inside me. I can run, but I can't hide from the meaning of my life. Only one can fill that void inside me. I believe that all I am is a soul inside a man. And this will never be my home.
And in the midst of these life trials, these storms of life, we can become anxious. And that's human. God has made us. He knows our strengths and He knows our weaknesses. And He knows that we are going to go through these things. And yet we don't have to be anxious. When we feel those anxieties rising, the best thing that we can do is drop to our knees and to lift our prayer, to be in that deep conversation with God, that intimate time of speaking with Him, and then quieting ourselves to listen, that the anxiousness in our hearts can be stilled, and to realize that He is the answer to everything. And again, this is going to take us to a beautiful piece of music today that will hopefully allow us that sense of peace, to realize that when we are anxious, we call on Him who can alleviate that for us. This is Jamie Teton and her beautiful song, Anxious Heart.
Anxious heart, wait on the Lord. Be still and know that He is God. Oh, anxious heart, when the wind and waves come against your faith, don't be afraid. For even the mighty tempest, when He speaks, must obey, O anxious heart. O anxious heart, wait on the Lord. From sorrow's night the dawn will come, O anxious heart, till the shadow to your faith. Don't be afraid, for He will come and safely lead you to that quiet place, O anxious heart. For He will come and safely lead you to that quiet place, O anxious heart, O anxious heart, O anxious heart.
If you've just joined us today on We Sing Our Faith, I am your host, Catholic recording artist, mission presenter, and author, Julie Carrick. It is always a privilege to spend this hour with you each and every week, sharing the music and the ministry, the heart of many of today's Catholic recording artists. And for the information about each and every one of us, please visit WeSingOurFaith.org. WeSingOurFaith.org, that's the site. The toll-free number is 1-888-880-6874, and we are here to connect you. Now, as we continue along this episode today, you know, it's funny, you try to think of a name for different episodes, and I feel like this one is the episode of God in the Storms of Life. You know, God is with us in our storms of life. And whether, as I said, I keep going back to this, those physical storms of nature or the storms in our life, think of what you are going through right now. whether it is walking with a family member who is struggling, and that struggle could be anything from a diagnosis of a health concern or illness. It might be a loss of a job. It might be a financial devastation that was unexpected. It might be something like my husband and I are going through at this point, where we have opened our homes to foster this sweet little guy, and you know, and then in our heart of hearts, we feel like it's not time yet for him to be reunified with people who created the stress in this baby's life to begin with. And yet there are those around us who feel that it might be sooner than later, and that anxiety of thinking, when will he be going back, or do we get to, you know, keep him? I mean, all of those daily struggles of these emotions, that's kind of a storm that we're going through right now. We have watched very dear people in our life struggle with things like alcoholism. We have watched family members who have literally died. My heart goes out to extended family members who have had their children at a young age, and you know, early 30s, pass from addiction issues. I mean, there's so much that we can struggle with, but we realize that if we are going to let these storms pass and to fall on that grace and mercy of God and not let the storm overtake our soul, that is what is most important. That the frustrations and the anxieties and the struggles, they are real, but God's love is bigger than each and every one of them. And the peace that he is waiting to offer us who will call on him is real. And that is going to take us to our next piece today. Jesse Menabusin, a man of faith, an artist who has written so many beautiful songs that we sing in our hymnals. You know, the hymnals produced like by Oregon Catholic Press, you know, they've got beautiful songs for us to sing. And we don't just sing these songs at Mass, right? We take these words to heart. And Jesse, one of my favorite songs of his, is so appropriate for today's episode. And it's his song, Give Us Your Peace. Jesse himself has shared so powerfully in his years of ministry and public speaking, along with his music, the trials and tribulations that he personally has gone through. And so when he writes a song like Give Us Your Peace, it's not just words and notes on a page. It's a living testament that when we ask God to give us his peace, we wait in expectation for it to know that it's real. So again, today as we have this episode of God and the Storms of Life, this beautiful song now from Jesse Menabusin, Give Us Your Peace.
Give us your peace, O God. Give us your peace, your peace. Give us your peace, O God. Give us your peace, your peace. When we're afraid, running from truth, gather us back to you. Take every fear and fill our hearts. Give us your peace, O God. Give us your peace, O God. Give us your peace, your peace. Give us your peace. Your peace, your peace. When we are tired, weary and worn, take
take us into your arms, where there is no need, there is no want. Give us your peace, oh God. Give us your peace, oh God. Give us your peace, your peace. Give us your peace, oh God. Give us your peace, your peace. Show us the way back home into your light, into your love. Give us your peace, oh God. Give us your peace, oh God. Give us your peace, your peace. Give us your peace. Your peace, your peace. Give us your peace, oh God. Give us your peace, your peace. Give us your peace, oh God. Give us your peace, your peace. Give us your peace.
So much. One of the scripture passages that I feel is very, very powerful, and again, this was reminded to me this week as I had gone to reconciliation because of the anxiety of things that are just happening in life, and finding myself getting angry and not wanting to live in that sin of anger, but to literally take that sin of anger to the confessional, to take it to God and to ask that forgiveness so that grace might be restored, and the beautiful gift of that sacrament of reconciliation to take that anger away from me, to take that sin and put it at the foot of the cross and let it be covered by the blood of Christ, and that the grace be restored in me. And as I went through that beautiful gift of reconciliation, that beautiful sacrament, Father reminded me of the powerful passage in Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 7. Really, it is the promises of redemption and restoration, which is what we are praying for in these storms of life. And so I want to share that passage today from Isaiah 43. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, Jacob, and who formed you, Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through waters, I will be with you. Through rivers, you shall not be swept away. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, nor will flames consume you. For I, the Lord, am your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as ransom for you, Ethiopia and Saba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you and nations in exchange for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. From the east, I will bring back your offspring. From the west, I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them. Bring back my sons from afar, and my daughters from the ends of the earth. All who are called by my name, I created for my glory. I formed them, made them. We belong to God. We belong to Him who made us. And the ultimate goal, as I said, is not to be on this earth for eternity, but to go home to Him who created us and who loves us and who came and redeemed us and offers us the gift of salvation. So even as we mourn the loss of those who pass, we know that we are being held through these storms of life in the arms of Him who created us, in the arms of God. That beautiful prayer from years ago, or poem, I guess, we kind of look at it as poem or prayer, Footprints. You know, it was then that I carried you, right? And this beautiful artist from Louisiana, Laura Huval, has this beautiful song, Footprints. But the way that she addresses it is just so magnificently powerful and so appropriate for today. So this beautiful song from Laura Huval, Footprints.
When I'm broken, you mend me. Your words refresh me. You make each day new. Oh Lord, you carry me. Oh Lord, you carry me. When I'm drowning, you save me. Your angels surround me. When I'm in the depths of despair, oh Lord, you carry me. You carry me through the storm. You shelter me.
You lift me up high.
much for your heart and the beauty of your song, your music. As I mentioned just briefly, this prayer time to be in conversation with God when we feel like everything around us is out of our control, because quite frankly, it is. We are not in control. There's a perception that many of us may have at times that we think we're in control about things, but we're not. And to realize that to be in conversation with God, to be in that intimate time of communication with Him, that is what prayer is. And you know, this past year, when the book Incense and Intercession was finished and the songs that I had written for it, I'm amazed at how God allows me to write what I feel I'm sharing for others, only to realize that the words that He has given me are as much intended for my own use and to be gifted by as much as I hope others are gifted by it. And that beautiful Psalm 141, "Let my prayer rise to you, O Lord. Let it rise as incense, as a sweet fragrance to the God who I love so much." And to realize that to be in prayer, to be in conversation with Him is so important. To take that time to sit down or to kneel down and to make the sign of the cross, acknowledging Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that we are not alone. God, our Creator, loves us so much. Jesus Christ came to redeem us, and the Holy Spirit empowers and animates us each and every moment of every day, but we have to be in the relationship. And to be in relationship means that we are going to spend time in conversation with Him. And so no matter what you are dealing with today, no matter what storm is happening in your life, we need to go to our Lord, to be with Him in conversation, to let Him speak into every moment of our life, to give us in some way an answer right now of what to do next in each of these trials and each of these storms. And so the song that I want to go to now is my song that I wrote for that, the book on prayer, Psalm 141, "Let My Prayer Rise."
Let my prayer rise like incense before you, O Lord. Let my prayer rise like incense before you, O Lord. The lifting up of my hands as an evening offering, hear my prayer, hear my heart, O Lord. Set a guard, Lord, to my lips. Let not my heart incline to evil. Upon you, O Lord, my Lord. It is in you that I take refuge. Do not take away my soul. Guard me from the trap of evil, that I may pass over safely. Let my prayer rise like incense before you, O Lord. Let my prayer rise like incense. Lifting up of my hands within me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy.
I want to one more time share the prayer that I penned this week. It was at the beginning of the hour, and before we go to the song that's going to take us to the top of the hour, I want to just share with you one more time the prayer in the midst of dark storms. Heavenly Father, in the face of floods that swallow homes, of storms that shake our world, of families torn apart, and children crying out in pain, we come before you with hearts that are aching and eyes that cannot see the way ahead. When addiction grips our loved ones, when despair seems stronger than hope, and when healing feels far away, teach us to cling not to what we see, but to who you are. You are the God who walks on the waters, who speaks peace into chaos, who does not abandon us in our hour of need. Remind us that your promises are not shaken by the winds, and your love is never drowned by rising waters. Wrap your arms around the hurting, Lord, the children who are frightened, the parents who are weary, the souls who feel forgotten. Let your mercy break through the darkness like morning light. Help us to trust you when we cannot understand, to believe in your goodness even as the storm rages, and to hold fast to the cross where perfect love was poured out. Jesus, you suffered and overcame. Let that be our strength. And when our hearts are overwhelmed with grief, let us turn to our Blessed Mother, who stood at the foot of the cross and watched her son suffer and die. She knows the depths of sorrow and still trusted your plan. O Mary, Mother of Sorrows, intercede for us. Show us how to endure with faith, how to weep with hope, and how to believe that love is stronger than death. Holy Spirit, be our advocate in these trials. Lift our eyes to the hope that does not disappoint. And until every tear is wiped away, keep our hearts steadfast in faith, rooted in your eternal love. May Our Lady and the Lord hold you close in every storm. Amen. And now the song that is going to take us to the top of the hour was written by Chris Paget. As you hear Chris sing this beautiful song today, realize that the amen that we say in our prayer means, I believe. The amen that we say when we receive the Blessed Sacrament at Mass this weekend means, I believe. The amen at the end of every prayer means that we believe what we have spoken. We believe that we can trust in Him who loves us into eternity. And that even though the circumstances around us seem dark, we know that we can say amen in our prayer, because amen means I believe in God. Even though everything around us might be pointing to a contrary thought, our amen, our phrase, I believe, has got to be stronger in the darkness, in the storm, in the night, than it is when things are going well and in the light around us. So, from Chris Paget, his beautiful song, I Believe.
Lord, I come today with a need I'll give to you. And I know if you are willing, healing comes. You know my servant's health, please make him whole again. So I humbly ask your favor for my friend. Grace us with your mercy when we pray. Heal our broken dreams and wandering ways. I believe even though I cannot see. Mercy that you have is the power that I need. I believe, Lord, I believe that you're truly in my need. The love upon the cross is the love you have for me. I believe, Lord, I believe. I believe, Lord, I believe.
Glory to our God, both now and for always. He cares about the great and smaller things. We boldly come to you, believing that you care. Our goals and dreams are gifts we give our King. Grace us with your mercy when we pray. With your mercy when we pray, heal our broken dreams and our wandering ways.
I believe, even though I cannot see, the mercy that you have is the power that I need. I believe.
Power that I need, I believe. Lord.
you, Chris. Thank you, too, for being a man of God. And thank you for a beautiful song that reminds us at the end of our prayer, we say, Amen, I believe. And even in the midst of these storms, we know that God is with us. Now, until next week, may God bless you and keep you.
Faith, hope, charity. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
Hi, I'm Father Sam Medley from the Society of Our Lady, the Most Holy Trinity.
And I'm Madigan Mayer.
I'll be your host on The Quest every Monday and Wednesday as we dive into your questions about faith, morals, and culture.
No question is too small. We're here to explore it all with you.
That's The Quest, 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern.
Right here on the Guadalupe Radio Network and the free Guadalupe Radio app.
Hi, I'm Father Chris Alar of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. My new book, Understanding the Sacraments, unpacks the extraordinary gifts unique to the Catholic Church. Ever wonder why we baptize infants? Is confession in the Bible? And must wives be subordinate to their husbands? The answers to these more hot-button questions about the sacraments are on sale now from Marian Press at shopmercy.org. God bless you.
There was no single event. It was more gradual. You know, eventually you just don't go one Sunday and then you don't go two Sundays in a row. Then went through a divorce and ended up being a single parent. If I didn't have church or God, I would be back at that lonely stage, that trouble stage. Whenever you get anxious and worry about things, you just know that Jesus has it under control.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for any reason, visit CatholicsComeHome.org.
Atheists often justify their atheism by saying there's no scientific evidence for God. But this is problematic for two reasons. First, science can no more detect God than a metal detector can detect plastic cups. God, who is immaterial, is beyond the scope of scientific inquiry because science is restricted to detecting matter. This leads to a second critique. The argument confuses method with reality. Science's inability to detect God says nothing whether or not God exists. It's simply a manifestation of the limitations of its detecting powers. To say God doesn't exist because science can't detect him is to confuse the limitations of the method for knowing reality with what is real. So it really doesn't matter that science can't detect God, and therefore is not a justifiable reason to be an atheist. I'm Carlo Broussard with the Ready Reason for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.